Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The MBTA's Oversight Board is considering major financial investments to reshape commuter rail. Here's Chair Joe Aiello on Monday after the board voted in favor of sweeping resolutions to overhaul commuter rail.
The board embraced the notion that the commuter rail system needs to transform itself. This has happened in other parts of the world, and we're looking to learn from what they have done.
Among the changes under consideration for the MBTA are electrifying commuter rail lines and increasing the frequency of service. Trains might run every 10 to 15 minutes. Jared Johnson is director of Transit Matters, a Boston-based transportation advocacy group. He joined us to talk about the improvements he most wants to see.
The highest priority is getting a demonstration project happening ASAP so that people can see what difference electric trains make.
And what do you want that demonstration project to be then?
The Providence line, because it's mostly already electrified and there's already incredible demand. That's the T's most utilized commuter rail line.
And what do you think that'll prove?
I think it'll prove that these trains are significantly faster. It's going to prove the reliability aspect from our research. The electric multiple units are 10 to 15 times more reliable than the current diesel trains. And we saw that displayed very viscerally when, you know, one of the commuter rail locomotives caught on fire at Canton Junction right under the electric wires that it could have been using and probably would not have been on fire if that were the case.
Critics say that running all-day service with trains every 10 to 15 minutes on commuter rail will cost taxpayers an unreasonable amount of money. Why don't you respond to that?
I'd say what's causing taxpayers an unreasonable amount of money now is the congestion. And you combine that with the effects of climate change. You combine that with the lost productivity that's coming from people just sitting in their car or sitting on a commuter rail train that's late. And the untapped potential from some of our gateway cities and from some of our low-income cities where they're not able to access jobs. I think, to me, you know, we've got to weigh the cost of doing these things, but we also have to weigh the cost of just continuing to let people sit in hours and hours of congestion.
Do you see running trains on electrified tracks every 10 to 15 minutes on all commuter rail lines as a way to change train commuting behavior as well for the individual? Because now it won't necessarily be the daily rush to get to one train that'll be overcrowded.
You said it perfectly. And again, it's also about really stripping it of this idea of just commute only. You know, this needs to be leisure rail. It needs to be school rail. If you are a parent, you've got to think twice about taking the commuter rail, because if you get a call from your kid's school at noon, you can't look at the schedule and say, okay, well, the next train's coming at 1:20, so I'll be there to pick up Sally at 1:50. You know, that doesn't work. And so you have people that live very close to the train and would love to take it in but can't take it right now because they don't have the freedom that 15-minute service and that faster trains would give them.
Stephanie Pollack, the state's transportation secretary, has pushed back, though, on the idea of electrifying commuter rail trains, saying there's not enough detail about how this will be done. Doesn't she have a point?
I don't think she does, and I'm really glad that the chairman pushed back in saying that, hey, they inherited a contract to buy new orange and red line cars, not done as much of the preparation, perhaps, as they should, and they did it. You know, they didn't say, oh, wait a minute, we have to stop procurement on these orange and red line trains until we figure it out. We know that this is going to be a generation-long process, probably, in order to get every part of every line electrified and getting the high-level stations built and getting maybe the extensions that we need, but we've got to start somewhere.
In the end, how ambitious do you think the MBTA is prepared to be in reshaping commuter rail? And do you think the changes will match the ambition?
I think they're prepared to be as ambitious as we support them in being. And so I think it's really incumbent on us as riders to demand these changes and to say, no, we want to hold you accountable to this vision that you set out. But I'm hopeful that we can really, you know, come out with some solid plans, especially for those three lines, the Providence line, the Fairmount line through Dorchester, and the line up to Lynn. You know, these three lines could get electrified and communities could be saying, wow, we want this so much, we're going to help put in more money. So I'm hopeful that it might not take a generation.
Jared Johnson, Director of Transit Matters, thanks a lot for coming in. Good to meet you, and thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.